Well, what a ordinary summer we had with drownings and accidents across some of our waterways. And one of the things that was put in place was the trial on mandatory wearing of life jackets around the rocks in some areas. It started in Sydney, and we're going to find out how that's been going, and indeed if there are any plans to move it, as we talk with our State Emergency Services Minister, Troy Grant. Good morning, Minister. Thanks for taking a bit of time out to speak with us this morning. Firstly, how's the trial been going, and are there any plans at this stage to expand it a bit further?
The trial is only in its infancy by all measures, and it's just in the one location. So at this stage, it's a bit hard to qualify the success or otherwise of it, other than the signage is up and the area is being patrolled and people are being spoken to who are heading out to Rockfish. The incidents, obviously, that we've had over the last couple of weeks have been very alarming. We've had a number of deaths and others washed out who were wearing life vests. So it's been very, very stark and easy to see. The ones that didn't have a vest on have drowned and perished. The ones that had a vest on have been saved. So government are in a bit of a tough situation where when do you start and stop regulating or legislating for people to protect their own lives and go into risky situations as best protected as they can without the necessity of laws. So at this stage, we'll make some decisions probably three quarters of the way through about any expansion of the trial. We have such a massive length of coastline and numbers of spots that logistically is very difficult to be able to put the level of enforcement that may be required there if it was to be adopted permanently. But education and all that is still absolutely in our purview and won't be reduced in any way.
I guess you mentioned, Minister, education being the key there, and something I picked up on you said earlier, that the folks that were able to be saved and were survived were the ones that were taking precautions, i.e. life jackets, etc. If it's pretty cut and dry like that, it might hopefully make the decision a bit easier. What has the response been from some of the rock fishermen? Has there been a lot of resistance to this coming through?
Yeah, look, there's not all total acceptance. There's, half the community want this and the other half doesn't. So, again, a bit of a bind for government as to where do we land. And then it's not just about making it so by way of law. It's then also the responsibility on government, local councils and other agencies to enforce the law. And how do we do that up along an extensive coastline and when we have so many other competing priorities as well? So it's one of those challenging issues that, for goodness sakes, if you're going rock fishing, put a vest on. There's no less macho to do it. It's just a sensible thing to do. It's a tragedy when someone is swept away, but it's inherently dangerous sport and recreation pastime. There's no qualms about that. And a couple of weekends ago, when we lost a couple of people, they were the worst weather conditions you could imagine, which was broadly broadcast right across the community. So people couldn't say they were unaware. Yet they still took the risk and lost their lives. So at what ends do government, at what ends can government actually really change these outcomes if people are going to even have the law in place and thumb their nose at laws? And then the language issue and the different nationalities is another challenge that faces at the moment.
I guess you also mentioned that the conditions were pretty ordinary also. I mean, there does have to be a bit of self-accountability. We do have some of the greatest coastline in the world, and a lot of folks love to go down and enjoy the fishing over the weekend and when they have a couple of hours to spare. But maybe it's just like the fact that some people still get in the car and don't wear seatbelts. I guess governments can only do so much to get you over the line, and sometimes we have to take a bit of responsibility ourselves, don't we?
Oh, without doubt, and I think that's true with a lot of things that this day and age. I think the community look to government to solve all their problems in life, and some people even think government should be there running a large percentage of their lives. And that's not what governments are there to do, and we don't have the capacity to do it. It's not a realistic expectation. So there has to be some individual responsibility and some onus on us as a community to do the right thing for ourselves. And whilst the person who's lost their life by making a poor decision not to wear a life vest, it's the family members that suffer, and it's the emergency service personnel who have to fish their body out of the water and recover and retrieve the bodies, which is traumatic and it's costly and it's just terrible in all spheres. So I think people, if they bear that in mind about the impact it's going to have on their family, loved ones and the broader community, it may get them to think twice about, well, what's the big deal in putting a life vest on it? It may save my life and it may stop a lot of misery happening to others.
For sure. And like you said, Minister, the people have to go out and do the good works, all the safety and retrieving of bodies. A tough job it is for them. We'll keep our eye on this, Troy, and see how it goes. And good luck with that with the life vest trial, and we'll see how it goes if it expands a little bit further. It is 21 to 10 at 2NURFM 103.7.